In the name of the God who has come, is among us now, and will come again. Amen. Please be seated. Advent is a time of preparation, a time to notice where our energy stores have started to run out, a time to replenish them, a time to notice why they are running out to begin with, a time to be surprised at the energy stores that seem to be overflowing despite our neglect, a time to notice who might be filling those up without our noticing. Advent is a time to notice the things that live on, even though we thought they might have died. That relationship we thought saw its last chapter years ago, circling back around for an epilogue. Advent is a time to be open to that kind of event. Advent is a time of preparation. If any of you are gardeners or houseplant lovers, you will know how exciting it is when a plant that you thought had died starts to show signs of new life and new growth. My mom, who's probably with us online right now, don't be too worried about what I'm getting ready to say. My mom recently gave me a Hawaiian tea plant that she had had for several decades. I received it with a great sense of pride and determination to keep it alive, that it would be happy and healthy in my care. The plant promptly did die. Despite my best effort, one by one, those beautiful and lengthy green leaves turned brown or yellow and fell to the ground, leaving only a dry stalk in their place. I tried fertilizing it, and then I tried repotting it, and then I tried kind of cutting it and propagating it in soil, week by week, growing more and more discouraged by its state of unchangedness. Finally, I decided it was time to totally start over. So I thought I would take it into the kitchen, take it out of the soil, and put it in water, hoping that in a few weeks, maybe new roots might grow. No sooner did I start to unpot it in the kitchen did I realize that there was a small and strong and healthy little stalk almost ready to emerge into the light, ready to emerge, that was coming off of the old and the dry one. A shoot growing from a stump. When trees get cut down to stumps, the stumps tend to die, though it often takes several years for them to totally decompose into the ground. Sometimes, though, a stump is kept alive by neighboring trees who noticed that its energy and nutrient stores were running low and began to fill them without needing to be asked. In exchange, the healthy tree gains a larger root system, and the almost dead tree gets to live on a while longer. Sometimes, though, something even more miraculous happens. Trees store up nutrients in their roots from the leaves and the process of photosynthesis. Sometimes, though, they store up just a little bit more than they might need at the given time, in the event that something might happen which could make the nutrients hard to come by. When that tree gets cut down, it can use the nutrients, the energy stored deep in the roots, to produce a new shoot out of its stump. The old tree surely will die, but a new one will grow in its place, always knowing that its birth was only made possible because its mother prepared. The mother tree loved the new one long before the new one came to be. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. This is an image of death, a dead tree, with its last energy stores, sending up new life in its stead. The lectionary gives us a gift today by weaving through the Old Testament into the Epistle and the Gospel the imagery of root systems. Paul's letter to the Romans quotes the prophecy found in Isaiah, trying to show how the root from Jesse's stump has come in the person of Jesus Christ, and therefore the Gentiles have more than enough reason to rejoice. But the gospel talks to us about roots in a different way. In Matthew, we hear John the Baptist say to the Pharisees, "Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Fear not, Pharisees. I don't know why, but they took a particular place in my heart when I was talking or kind of preparing to preach about this. Something about the Pharisees showing up, perhaps even for what we might call the wrong reasons. And then they get told this. My feelings would have been hurt. Let us take heart. For first of all, what do we know about trees that are cut down? Well, sometimes they produce new life. Let's do another science moment. Some trees possess dormant buds deep down in their roots, along with the nutrient stores. After a fire, these dormant buds sprout quickly through the earth, regenerating the forest that has just been burned. Some trees have, and I might pronounce this incorrectly, so correct me later if I'm wrong. Some trees have serotonous cones, which have a hard layer of resin around them. When these cones get burned, the resin melts, and seeds that were kept safe inside of the cones fall to the earth once again, replenishing the soil. Perhaps even more amazing than those two images, some seeds protected by nothing need fire in order to germinate. Either they need the heat, or they need the chemicals produced by the smoke, or the changes in the soil produced by the fire. But regardless of the reason, they cannot live until the fire has come. Why am I saying all this about trees and roots and seeds? It's because it's Advent. And like John the Baptist, though we might be in the wilderness sometimes, we are to be preparing the way of the Lord. And the roots and the trees and the seeds have something to tell us about what that preparation might look like. First, none of those root systems hold nutrients just for themselves. They know when a neighboring tree is struggling, and they unite their root systems to them so that both may be better off. This Advent, notice who might need to be connected to your root system for a while. Maybe you can even do it without them noticing. Similarly, a tree that is nearby other trees never needs to worry about whether or not those trees will help them in a time of crisis. That's simply the nature of trees. This Advent, allow yourself the gift of being vulnerable, Notice who is pouring into your energy stores, uniting themselves with your root system. Here's the hard part. Don't send them away. Maybe you are coming to Advent this year feeling like a Pharisee, just all kinds of bad fruit hanging from your tree. It's been a hard year. Perhaps you're afraid. Maybe you feel like your tree is surely one of the ones that's going to get cut down and thrown into the fire. I feel like that sometimes. Fear not, though. Maybe our seeds need the fire. Maybe the resin around our hearts has grown cold, and we need the heat for it to melt, for the new life to spring forth. Sometimes letting go of what needs to die in ourselves is the only way to give something new and bright and better the nutrients it needs to flourish. The bottom line is this. Advent is about remembering that we are not alone. Advent is about loving ourselves enough to let go of the dry and the old for the sake of something new and bright and beautiful. Advent is about not fearing the fire. Advent is preparing the way of the Lord, which we know is love. Advent is about love. Amen.